The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Get ready to pass go for €200 because Kerry is going to get its very own Monopoly board. The Kingdom saw off five other counties to score this coup. Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter on Kerry Radio, joins me now. Gerry, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Donegal, Tipperary, Tyrone, Wexford and Wicklow, they all wanted the Monopoly board. Kerry got it. Like, that's the win, isn't it?
I'm only sorry Armagh wasn't on that list, Claire,
to get us an
early win ahead of Saturday. Delighted Donegal were there, though. Absolutely delighted.
Is it that big a win for you now?
Well, it is. It's kind of something, Claire, we expect, really. We'd expect to be beating these counties for landmark and beauty and tourism and all of these sort of things, you know. So we're taking it in our stride here in the Kingdom.
So what is this now? How big of a deal is it? Or is it a bit of a marketing thing?
They probably look on one level it is, but it's great. Like, no better county than Kerry to jump on something in terms of promoting ourselves or you know, the lifeblood of the county is tourism and we need visitor numbers and anything that helps that is helped by something like this. And the other side of it is that people will be a bit competitive about it within the county. So you have this suggestion, this company winning games that are looking for the help of the people of Kerry to suggest what should make a square, whether it's a landmark or a business or an organisation or something like that. There'll be no shortage of people getting involved in that, trying to kind of big up their own areas. And it could, Claire, spark off the latest in the ongoing, you know, eternal saga between Tralee and Killarney as to which is the greatest town or which was really the county town in Kerry.
There'll
that stretches
war.
All the way back.
There'll be war. There's going to be
eternal.
War.
Yeah.
Absolute
yeah.
war, because you have valuations, of course, on the properties, you know, and you have the premium ones. So the only way to solve it will be to put Tralee and Killarney in the same group.
Yes, on an equal footing, or else there will be trouble, mark my words. There still is, and it came up on our programme during the week, we were doing a piece about the birthplace of Joe Varus, the original winning captain of the first Sam Maguire for Kerry. His home is being redeveloped into a block of apartments and has you know, suggested that a plaque should be placed there. But that opened up a wider discussion about the long-going, on-running saga for a Kerry GAA museum. And that, at several county meetings, county council meetings down through the years, has sparked off a row as to where it should be. Should it be in Tralee or should it be in Killarney? And then it devolves down to which town has more All-Ireland medals. And then you're really into the weeds of a furious debate. So that could spark off here as well.
So what other places then will be expected to be on the Monopoly board, the Kerry Monopoly board?
Yeah, I would say, look, you're going to have, and the organisers said, you know, you're going to have a couple of places, like Muckers House is going to be there, the Killarney National Park is going to be there. I'd imagine the Rose of Tralee Festival will be there in some shape or form in terms of the Tralee side of it. But you have a load of different areas to choose from. You've got the Skellig Islands, you've Slayhead Drive, Ring of Kerry, Lakes of Killarney. You've got the towns then, Dingle, Listowel, Aunascall, Killarney, Kenmare, those sort of places that are well known to tourist visitors. So it'll be those places. But I'd say Kerry people want to see maybe some of the lesser known places that are absolutely beautiful. One that was mentioned by the organisers was Gleninchquin Park, which is just outside Kenmare in Tusist. And it's an absolute stunning kind of a nature park. You can walk up and over this incredible waterfall, which has an incredible view of Kenmare Bay. It's on the Bear Peninsula. So that's one of those that they'll be looking to put there as well. I mean, a lot of people will probably be voting for that. In North Kerry, you've Carrigafoyle Castle. You also will have, I imagine, people saying, look, North Kerry, John B. Keane's bar has to be there. The ultimate Kerry man. And the Kerry scribe has to be there. And there is a suggestion as well coming through that perhaps maybe that there should be the jail square should be changed and Kerryized. There is a museum called the Tarbert Bridewell. It used to be the county courthouse and the county jail back in the 19th century. And that should be, could be put on as the jail. You're not sent to jail, you're sent to the Tarbert Bridewell.
Take over the whole thing. You might as well.
Take over the whole board. Everything. And one of our listeners there as well said, look, they need to make it really Irish as well. They need to get rid of the income tax square and put the universal social charge square on there as well. And maybe one listener said, look, if they could get rid of the universal social charge off my paycheck and put it on Monopoly, that would also be quite welcome.
That would help too. And you'll also have to change the little symbols that you play with. You know how there's a dog and there's a top hat and all the rest. There's more scope there, you see, for to Kerryify that as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You could look, you could have any number of things. You could have a little Skellig Michael, perhaps, maybe. You could have a football, any number of sort of, a Jarvie, perhaps, maybe, to signify Killarney and the Gap of Dunloe and other areas like that as well. So there's any number of possibilities. There's also suggestions that David Clifford's house should be included on the board. So things have gone crazy.
There
here,
really
there.
Is. No, there's no better county, really, to capitalise on this, I think. You know, I do feel great sympathy for the counties that didn't make it this time, but Kerry's a good shout. A fair play to Winning Moves, the company that makes the Monopoly game. So you have until, people have until midnight on June the 30th to get their suggestions into Winning Moves. But ultimately, yeah, it'll be the game company that decides what goes on the board.
Yeah, they probably will. kerry@winningmoves.co.uk is the email address to send in your suggestions. So they have, it's open now from yesterday morning until midnight on June the 30th. So we'll see what happens, and whatever rows will ensue from that, Claire. We'll be covering it here on Radio Kerry.
But Gerry, they need to do some consultation locally, because they can't have Tralee and Killarney at different values. That's just,
no,
it's just not going to
no.
work.
Beyond the pale, that sort of stuff, 100%.
Gerry, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us. Gerry O'Sullivan there, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.